I served with David and for 3 years back at 19th Regiment Royal Artillery, the Scottish Gunners. And obviously the events which happened last May was absolutely tragic and, you know, devastated everyone. And it means a lot to me to be able to raise money for, you know, a charity that's close to my heart. But also, you know, with the support network it has and, you know, the things that it does, the charity's beneficiaries, etc. I just think it's a really important cause and something that, you know, needs more awareness.
It clearly made a big impact on you. What are your memories?
Dave was, he was the life and soul of the mess. You know, he was always sort of getting involved and, you know, we've had drinks in the mess or if we were out and about or whatever. He had a great sense of humour. And
I don't know if you know this, but when you started, as soon as you started there, you had a smile on your face. And that's the perfect way. David's brother, Gary's with us, and I'm sure that must hearten you as well. It's not news to you that he was well-liked and you're well thought of and brings a smile. You've kept his legacy going. How important is it, the likes of Fiona doing things like this for you?
I think it's imperative, to be honest with you. I think we're delighted that so many wonderful, inspirational people like Fiona have gotten in touch with specific regards to military links. I think having heard so many of David's stories of serving in Afghanistan and the Middle East, it's very clear to me that a very special camaraderie exists. And yeah, I think it's proven very important for me, at least, to establish points of contact with sort of fellow colleagues, past colleagues like Fiona. And it really helps me to sort of understand fully the full picture of David's experience in the military.
Keeping his legacy going is one thing. Raising the money is another. Where does the money go?
Yes, so the Captain David Seath Memorial Fund raises money and then provides financial grants to wounded, injured and sick personnel and veterans in partnership with Help for Heroes. So far, we're delighted to say we've provided over 150 financial grants which have supported those who have experienced physical and psychological trauma in service of their country, and it's really making a big difference in rebuilding their lives. The financial grants have been used to purchase specialist rehabilitation and sports equipment, fund respite breaks, PTSD therapy, as well as facilitating supported employment placements and the setting up of businesses. So in such a short space of time, we're delighted that we've made such a huge difference. And thanks to Fiona coming forward and everybody else who's fundraising this year, David's legacy will continue, which is very important to us all.
150, that's staggering in such a short period of time, isn't it?
Yeah, I think as soon as the tragic set of circumstances took their place, I think when you saw the incredible generosity of the public and also the community organising all sorts of events in support of David's memory, it was very important for me to get in touch with Help for Heroes and say, look, you know, we've already got over £100,000 here, let's get this to action right away. And to be honest with you, Help for Heroes were fantastic. I had the idea, we put it into place, and within 4 weeks of David's tragic passing, we'd helped our first beneficiary. The same week we returned to London to finish the marathon in memory of David. So it's proven an incredibly important, positive focus for my family, friends and the wider community.
You know, I'm sure you were motivated enough before we heard all that. But, you know, if you get halfway around and you hit that famous wall now, those lines are going to be going round and round in your head. You're going to have no problems making a PB for the Stirling Marathon, are you?
There is certainly more pressure this time round. not only to just complete it, but also to beat my previous time. And especially because, you know, of the cause that I'm doing it for, you know, that's going to be a major, major.
You're quite confident about it all?
Confidence is a strong word. I'd say I'm hopeful as much as I can be. Like, I do know, like, you know, I know what it's like. I've done it before. The last marathon I ran was the Inverness one, which is quite undulating. And I'm kind of hoping that the Stirling one won't be quite as undulating. And I think it's certainly doable. But it'll be really good to see. You know, Stirling's a lovely place. It's really pretty. And, you know, I think the scenery.
If you
get
the chance to look up, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So yeah, exactly.
Pavement, not focusing just on
the road in front of me.
Yeah. For anyone that's listening to this that would like to sponsor you, how do they do that?
Well, I've got a Just Giving page, which is also linked to the Captain Dave Seath Memorial Fund, and so via the link there, they'd be able to donate online. I'm almost at halfway to my target now of 1,000, which is fantastic news because I've still got, you know, a couple of months to go. So I'm hopeful that we'll meet the target. But, you know, all donations, support, very welcome. It's a fantastic cause.
And Gary, for you, the work goes on after this?
Indeed it does. Ensuring David's legacy continues through the Captain Dave Seath Memorial Fund is very important. And we've organised a 5K memorial run in April at Pittencrieff Park in Dunfermline. We have a golf day at Fairmont St Andrews on the 31st of August, and we have our annual pub quiz at the Garvick House Hotel in Dunfermline on the 17th of November. But we're also delighted that we can support so many, like I say, wonderful, inspirational people like Fiona who may wish to do marathons, but we also have lots of people doing Tough Mudder, we have abseils, we have our skydive. So it's a full encompassing programme, and like I say, it's essential in making sure that David's legacy continues through the Captain Dave Seath Memorial Fund.
And of course, there's a general website as well for anyone that wants to find out more.
Yeah, so for further information about what we do and how to fundraise and support the Captain Dave Seath Memorial Fund, please visit captainseathmemorialfund.wordpress.com, or you can find us on our social media channels.
I'm sure you'd be very, very proud of both of you. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.